So you may have heard that it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Perhaps you heard because you were watching the inauguration and you heard his name invoked. Or maybe you heard because you went to your parish or your church on a Sunday and he was heralded by your preacher. Whatever it may be, what we do see here is the sort of lionization of a particular figure. And all cultures have that, you know, past and present. And that in itself is not a bad thing, but it matters who the figures are that we herald as the good, as the people that we should aspire to be, right? And when you look, I think, honestly, at the life of Martin Luther King Jr., you don't see somebody who would want other people to follow. So, you know, we kind of have the opposite example when you have, you know, statues that get torn down because of one thing that a person did. And I thought, we don't want to do that either because nobody can be perfect. But when you look at the totality of his life, you don't see someone who was really even aiming for the good. So we'll start with the fact that he was a known plagiarist, including his doctoral dissertation, but even before that, throughout his academic life, it's been proven that he plagiarized, I think, far more than anyone could get away with today. You know, nowadays, I think it's become a lot more difficult to plagiarize. We had the sort of, I don't know, the golden age of plagiarism where we had the internet in the 90s, but you didn't have ways to really look up easily whether people were using that quotes. Those days are sort of over, but he engaged in that, and in a very formal way. He also didn't write his own speeches. He had speech writers, which it matters because it means that some of the highest things that we attribute to him were not his. They were written by other people who were engaging in political games, right? And so a lot of the quotes that I think people think of when they think of him, quotes that they like, were not really his in an authentic manner. He had two main speech writers, Clarence Jones and Stanley Levison, the latter writing more of his speeches than the former. In fact, Stanley Levison, who wrote the bulk of his speeches, was a Jewish communist. And the FBI urged Martin Luther King to separate from him because he was a communist. And this was during a period in which we acknowledged that was a bad thing, unlike now. So even the I Have a Dream speech, right? Martin Luther King did not write that. Stanley Levison did alongside Clarence Jones. So again, it matters because it affects who you think the person actually is. He actually surrounded himself with various communists. If you look inside of his social circle, that just was what he did. And I think a very good argument can be made that he was a communist himself. Maybe not a member of the Communist Party, which is what something people think of when you say communist, but a communist sympathizer in terms of ideology. In fact, he admitted that he had read a lot of the works of Marx and agreed with a lot of it, but not all of it. So take that as you will. But his closest social circle was communistic. I mean, his best friend was Stanley Levison, who was a communist that he would not separate from. And then he's also celebrated for being a reverend. But I mean, it's difficult to argue that he's a Christian figure when he doesn't hold or didn't hold most of the Christian doctrine to be true. So he denied the virgin birth, he denied the Trinity, he denied the divinity of Jesus, he denied the resurrection. If you don't believe me, it's in his master's thesis at Crozer Seminary. The entire thing is online at Stanford. I'll put a link in the description where he argues that basically those early Christians who believed this were just very confused and pre-scientific. And so he didn't want to be so literal in his understanding. It was like, well, that's the doctrine of our faith. So there's a word for people like that, and the traditional word was heretic. And so he espoused various different heresies. So he's also not a Christian figure. When you deny the divinity of Christ, it kind of becomes hard to celebrate you as somebody who's promoting the faith, right? And then there's in his other life, I think, how you base these different parts of him and how you would rank them depends upon you. I think different people will see them in a different order, but he was also a serial adulterer. He had multiple extramarital affairs. Again, this is this moral leader, this moral Christian leader, supposedly. We know that he was present during cases of sexual misconduct by others, including, according to the FBI, a rape. Now, that brings me to another point, which is that whenever he is criticized, there's always going to be some people who say, well, that's the FBI that said that, and they can't be trusted because they were against communists. Yeah. Thing is, communists are bad. Communism is not something that is good. So the fact that they were against communists back then, I don't think is actually an argument to ignore all of their investigative work. I wish they were still against communists. They've pretty much flipped to the other side. But I don't think that that alone is reason to just say, okay, well, all of their investigations should be ignored. That just isn't the case. And then there's the fact that when you look at all of that, which paints a very different picture of him than so many like to imagine, what you really have is this weird tokenization of him, such that he's the black guy that we like, and therefore we'll just say he's great, and we're not racist because we say that we like him. And that's a really kind of offensive way to see it. And so I'm not going to come in and say, well, you know what? You should like this other black guy more because he's actually moral. Because I also think that's just kind of offensive. I don't think that one racial group needs the one who they follow. It just seems oddly perverse. I wouldn't do that with, here's the best white person and here's the best Chinese person. It's just a bit dark. No pun intended. So let's not do that. Let's not use him as a token of anything that is good. I mean, I don't think it's appropriate that we have a day for him. I think that all nations sort of have a state religion, whether they want to admit it or not. And you can kind of see its value system by such things as what its idols are, who it heralds, who it thinks that other people should follow and obey, and that kind of thing. And that's why it's so important. And of course, young people are more likely to pay attention to such things. These things matter. And then you look at, I don't know, some of the ramifications, I don't know if that's the best terminology here, of his celebration, and you see things like these statues. There's one on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., which looks kind of Chinese in style, you might notice. And the reason is because it is was sculpted by a Chinese state artist who also created statues of Mao Zedong. And by created statues, I mean, that's kind of like his thing. That's the bulk of his work is making Maoist statues, which is, I guess, maybe not that inappropriate when you consider who he is now making statues of. So that all comes together when you hear somebody invoke Martin Luther King Jr. I think that you should, before applauding or joining in, at least give some thought to what it is that we're applauding. When you realize that some of the quotes that you like most about him that he didn't write, and instead, he was a political figure who was surrounded by and being used by communists. It's not really something that we need to be promoting. Yes, of course, there are much better black people who are much better moral figures than he is. But I also don't think that it's appropriate for us to go, okay, we like this one on the basis of his race. Let's pay attention to who these individuals are that we herald and that we hold up. And I don't think we should raise a generation. I think we've made this mistake without heroes. I think that we have so many, we have this lacking in sense of heroes, and we need to change that. But this particular one needs to be dethroned.